to conclude our public hearings, referring back to our first public hearing of the evening, of conditional use 1720, Wayne and Janet Sansone. I think that was Mr. Gordy's area.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1720 for Wayne and Janet Sansone for archery repair and sales based upon the record and for the following reasons. Them being, one, there is a need for this type of use in Sussex County. The use will benefit residents of Sussex County that hunt or are archery enthusiasts. Two, this use will not have an adverse impact on neighboring or adjacent properties. It will not generate a significant increase in traffic. Three, this approval is subject to the following conditions, them being that use shall be limited to the repair and sales of archery equipment and related items. There shall not be an archery range on site without the approval of the Sussex County Board of Adjustment. The hours of operation shall be limited to 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. There shall be no more than one unlighted sign on the site. There shall not be a dumpster on the site. There shall not be any employees other than the applicants. And the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use 1720 Wayne and Janet Sansone for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was conditional use 1695 Donald and Kimberly Jefferson.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CZ 1695 for Donald and Kimberly Jefferson for agricultural machinery and truck repair based upon the record and for the following reasons. The use will benefit agricultural operations within this area of Sussex County. There is a need for this use in the area of Sussex County. The use will not adversely impact any neighboring or adjacent properties. It will also not generate a significant increase in traffic. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. Work shall only be performed on farm equipment, tractor trailers, and similar equipment with only an occasional auto or pickup repair. There shall be one 60 by 80 foot building on this site for this use. There shall be no outside work on the equipment being serviced or repaired. The hours of operation shall be limited to 8 to 5 from Monday through Saturday with emergency hours as needed. There shall not be any junked salvage or inoperable parts, equipment, or tractor trailers on the site. All junk or scrap materials shall be removed regularly. There shall not be any signage on the site. There shall be no more than two employees associated with this business. And finally, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use 1695 Donald and Kimberly Jefferson for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was conditional use 1697 Dansk LLC.
This is Mr. Chairman regarding applicant conditional use number 1697 Dansk LLC. My motion is for deferral at this time for further consideration by the commission.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use 1697 Dansk LLC for a further consideration by the commission. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is next public hearing was subdivision 2006-25 NES Properties LLC.